Welcome to Vulva Massage. Vulva massage is one of the most important things that we can do, and it was a very prominent, important part of Betty's work. To sit, be with, explore the vulva and all of the pleasure zones without the goal or pressure of orgasm really allows space to just notice what's happening rather than have a goal and rushing to it. So what you're going to want to do, and I'm doing this along with you, get some lubrication, sit in a spot that you're not going to be bothered or disturbed in, take your pants off. Now you can do this in front of a mirror, or you can just do this in your bed, quiet at night, or during the day, literally whenever you have a few moments of time. This can be a great, great practice. This is building neural pathways from the hand to our sex organ, getting ourselves used to touching our sex organ, knowing and understanding our sex organ. So you're going to rub that lube along in your hands, and then you're going to go up your vulva like a kitty cleaning yourself. And make sure things feel slippery. Make sure things feel good. If at any point in time you notice, oh, things are a little bit frictiony or dry or kind of uncomfortable, try more lube. You can never have too much lube and never touch a vulva with a dry hand. We would never take a Q-tip or a dry finger and rub it along the inner side of our eyelid. This mucosal membrane is wet and sensitive just the same way. All right. So now that we're all lubed up, I'm going to start at the inguinal crease. So that's the leg crack, I kind of call it, where the leg meets the body on either side of the labia majora, or your outer lips. We're going to kind of rub in there. You're going to notice, does it feel good to have firm pressure? Or is it better to have lighter pressure? I tend to go in with a heavy hand and then realize I actually wanted a lighter hand. And that sometimes lighter touch can actually be more stimulating than firm touch, or vice versa. And everyone is very different. So this is literally just time for you to take and explore and notice. Now you can do this with one hand, or you can do like I'm doing with two hands. So one hand on each side. I'm kind of just using my fingertips and the pads of my fingers to just kind of massage that area. Take a deep breath. Let a little bit of that tension melt out. Let your ear, or let your shoulders drop away from your ears a little bit. Now you can kind of take your hands and you can start. So you take your left hand and you can start on the right side and kind of swirl all the way around, all the way to the inguinal crease on the other side. And then you can reverse that and go back the other way. How does that feel? And you can try a lighter touch, maybe with your fingernails, the backs of your fingernails, up and down. Now this is where the bulbs of the clitoris are on these, on your, if you move in a bit, on your labia majora, your outer lips. So this is where the bulbs of the clitoris sit beneath the surface. And what we're doing is we're increasing blood flow. So it takes a woman about 15 minutes to get an erection. And we are just taking time to explore and notice what feels interesting, what feels pleasurable, and also what we don't like. It's okay to also notice what we don't enjoy. So you'll go up and down. Now what you can do, since we're already in, if you have both hands, we're kind of already in a position to try out what Laura calls the flutter. So you can get right in between your inner and outer labia, and either with one finger on each side, or full palms, both hands on each side with more full contact. And what you're going to want to do is kind of go back and forth. So almost like your left index finger is going over your right index finger. Just kind of back and forth. Kind of making a little clit sandwich. And notice, if you pull up a little, does that feel nice? And if you tug downwards, does that feel nice? And then if you do the back and forth, how does that feel? So it can be kind of nice because it's indirect. So again, it's on that clitoral shaft. And allowing the clitoral glands a little bit of space, not direct contact. And just kind of back and forth. And if you notice, you can kind of go forward a little bit more towards the clitoral glands and see how that feels. For me, it's pretty nice further back. I notice more sensation if I'm further back. And then you can take another deep breath. And you can take your fingers, your two fingers, your pointer finger and your middle finger, like a wishbone or a peace sign, and then go down and go along the side of your clitoris. So one finger on each side. Again, kind of making like a clit sandwich, but with each finger. And you can go up and down. See and notice how that feels. What do you notice? Do you like more of the sensation down by your vaginal opening? Do you prefer it up on your clitoral shaft? Do you like when your inner labia get kind of tossed in the mix as well? They can be very, very full of nerve endings. So go ahead and get some more lube. Try that out. Again, rubbing it on your hands. So then, while you have that fishbone, you can also do, or wishbone technique, you can also do circles. So you can do circles around the clitoral glands, and you can go indirect, so just generally around, and you can tighten those circles to get closer onto the clitoral glands and notice how that feels. And we can breathe. We can let out a little bit of sound. A sigh. Let our shoulders melt away from our ears again. Now we can take and we can try the opposite direction. So going the opposite circles of what you were just doing, and notice how that feels. Does that feel better? Does that feel indifferent? Are you not feeling a whole lot at all? That's okay. What we're doing is building foundational steps to notice what feels good, to build more of a connection so that we can feel more if you're not feeling a lot, and also so that you can get used to touch and sensation if you often feel too much. I was somebody who was hypersensitive, and so touching more created space where I could tolerate and embrace and make more space for the sensation so I could understand what pleasure felt like and be with it. Now you can take, just notice whatever is feeling good, whether it's the wishbone or the circles or both hands, the flutter. Just breathe. Try that out for a moment. Maybe grab a hold of your inner labia. Give them a little tug. This is always such an interesting sensation for me. It's something that I like, but it's not something that I often do. But it is still something that I enjoy, like the sensation or the feeling. It's a very different sensation, which I like. And then you can go ahead and you can try and pull up on that clitoral hood. And take a finger and touch on the clitoral hood. Is that too sensitive? Does it feel just right? You can do light touch. Try out light touch. See how that feels. circles, up and down motions. For me, I notice that direct touch creates like a warm, hot, tingly feeling for me. And not directly on my clitoris, but just somewhere else in my body. I just notice this warm, hot, tingly feeling building. And you can try more pressure. You can go up on that clitoral glands or the clitoral shaft. Notice how that feels. Back and forth. More pressure, less pressure. Take a deep breath again. Let out some sound. This is your sex organ. Just taking our time. Just relaxing. Just spending time and being curious. There's no goal. There's no pressure. Think of it as a vulva-focused meditation. A pleasure-focused meditation. Now you can take your hands and you can go up onto where your pubic hair grows on your mom's pubis. Notice how that feels. But with your fingers, pull around. You can kind of grab a hold of that skin and kind of tug it a little bit. You can play in with different sensations with your pubic hair, noticing how that feels. You can try the backs of your fingers, working their way down, working their way up. Notice that. What is that like? Now, if you are in front of a mirror, and even if you're not, what do you notice about how your vulva has changed? Are things more plump? Are they more pink? Is your clitoris feeling more erect? And if not, that's okay too. Again, we are practicing. We are building sensation. We are building time spent with an organ that often gets ignored or not enough time spent on it. Now what you can do is go ahead and take a finger, just sense, take your finger and just sense the space in between your vagina and your butthole. So go ahead and noticing there and noticing it's kind of like a tight rubber bandy sort of feeling also. There's erectile tissue here as well. Go ahead and lube up your hands again, and then take a moment and just take your hand and go over your anus. So go over there, just notice what it feels like, notice where it's at, and you might have some things come up here with uncleanness or, oh, I'm not sure if this is clean or not. And so you can kind of, you know, go ahead and try this in the shower if you're feeling a little bit squeamish or a little unsure. That's okay. So just take some deep breaths and just explore a little bit. You don't have to put any fingers in. Just noticing and sensing what it feels like to touch this area of your body. It's yours. You should know it, and it should be familiar to you. So that's the whole point. We're familiar. We know. We felt our body. We felt all the parts of our body. Now we can go back up to the vulva. Again, get some more lube if you need to. You can never have enough. And just notice what's feeling good. Notice what feels maybe a little bit different. So you can, again, take the backs of your nails, going over the clitoris, little circles. You can also take and go, if you spread your inner labia, your inner lips, and you, we've been calling it kind of the underclit. So if you take and just kind of take a finger and rub around on the underside of your clit, see how that feels. Sometimes that can feel really, really sensitive. Feel really, really nice, or it can feel too sensitive, and that's okay. And a deep breath. Now you're going to take your finger and you're going to go down over your vaginal opening. Now you're just going to take your finger and you're going to notice and sense and take your time. Take a breath. Sense how many nerve endings are just on the outside on the vaginal opening. Then take a finger and slowly insert it. Now from here, you can kind of go back and forth. Notice if you feel a whole lot or not a whole lot at all. Just sense, noticing what you feel. Folds of skin, little nubbies of skin, your vaginal canal. Take a deep breath. Just noticing how that feels. Now you can take your hand out. You take your fingers out. Notice what's on them. Are they creamy and lotiony? Are they more slippery and slimy? Again, vastly different depending on where you're at hormonally in your cycle and what your hormones are doing in general. And again, you can take a little smell, a little taste, maybe kind of salty. Yeah, this is your vulva. Just notice, take time, notice what feels good. I tend to, like, I can take a finger and go in between my outer labia and inner labia. So you're going to take that, your pointer finger, go down on whichever side seems to feel more sensitive, if there is a side. Just explore, make little circles that kind of have a little bit more deeper pressure. Notice what that feels like. Does that feel good? Does that feel like not a whole lot? We're gathering information. We're exploring our sex organ. We can take as much time as we need to just sit and be with our sex organ, noticing what feels good and what feels doesn't. You can take your hand, just go over your whole vulva and do a little tap. Some women really love the tap. Tap can be very, very nice. So just doing that little tap, noticing what you feel. You can tap higher up. You can tap lower down, just noticing, just taking time to connect and create new pathways of patience, of attention, of curiosity with your sex organ. Yeah. So you've done it. That's vulva massage. And now this can be a huge foundational work. You could do this once a week. You could try to make time to do this every other day. You're not going to break your vulva. And the more time spent is more time learned. What you like, what sensations you prefer. And that is the most important information that we can gather.